Welcome back, MGTOW men. I'm going to read a very MGTOW Freedom 2 tweet that Boogie2988, the YouTuber, put out today. For those of you alone on Valentine's Day, it's okay to be a little frustrated. But remember every day to work on yourself and to become a better you. Work on your mind, your health, your job. Focus your energy on you. Be the best that you can be. And in MGTOW, we do that. We focus our energy on ourselves. And as many people that are listening to this may know, you know, one of the biggest video game related content producers, Boogie2988, just 2 days ago, I believe, finally, officially filed the divorce papers to complete the divorce from his wife from a marriage that began in 2013. So just short of, you know, that 5-year itch window, so to speak. So yesterday he released a video detailing this and stating that he had officially filed the papers. And the almost eerie thing about it is that getting married itself, okay, that's more time consuming, that's more difficult, more money obviously involved, other than the divorce payments, some of the alimony, some of the child support if you have kids. But it was easier to get divorced. It took about half an hour, and that in and of itself is a red pill truth bomb, but it's really not what we're going to talk about today. So I've already done a MGTOW analysis of what happened to Boogie2988, his divorce, why it may have occurred, and what we can learn from this situation. So if you want some more background on it, I'll link it in the description. But I'm also not here to tell Boogie what to do. Okay, I'm not here proselytizing or shaming him for those of you that are new. Okay, I've been consuming his YouTube content, all right, since 2013, and I've been consuming YouTube content in a variety of areas since 2006. No other content creator have I consumed more content over a longer period of time than this guy. So, you know, I think it's just something that I want to touch on out of my own personal interest as well. And I want to put this video out there because based on the video that he made yesterday and the announcement that he made in about his future and the reflections of his failures of his past, Boogie laid out 3 red pills. I thought I was listening, and I'm like, you know, this sounds like MGTOW. Obviously, whether or not he's going MGTOW, that's not the point of this video. But there are three points. And considering that MGTOW was growing and that MGTOW was bringing in more and more minds, this offers a good platform to help explain to some people what MGTOW is. And for those that aren't familiar with it and that may be coming to MGTOW. So I and every other MGTOW content producer gets challenged every day as to what MGTOW is, and I'm sure that they get shamed, as I even did, as being the male version of feminism. It's not that, okay? In fact, that's boring. That's a basic statement to make, and it sounds exhausting, trying to be like feminism. Are you kidding me? I don't have time in my day for that. And MGTOW is a philosophy bred on clarity of thought and has crystallized as a response to new social, economic, political dangers in order to provide the clearest path to self-improvement, self-actualization, and self-protection. That is what it is, and that's what it has become. Okay, and guess what? Boogie2988 outlined this in the video. Okay, and I'm going to bring up 3 of those points. Number one, he says, focusing on myself. That is the first goal that I have for the year ahead. My life goal is to work on me. He's never done that in his life. He's never had a chance to. Going from an abusive home to being homeless, okay, and now getting in this marriage and largely being a different person, not having the Lego pieces that he needed to even be in a marriage, okay, and likely her the same. So MGTOW is about the individual, but, you know, the collective group known as the Red Pill Manosphere, so to speak, and all of the MGTOW within it are a group in the form of a forum, okay? The forum exists on YouTube, Reddit, MGTOW.com, Minds.com, and more places each day. But MGTOW is about the individual person. That's why we have no leader. That's why there shouldn't be a leader. It's decentralized. It's a bunch of tunnel networks. And the forum that has blossomed on the internet, the relationships that are formed through it, those things are great. And just because MGTOW is about the individual, it doesn't mean that the bonds can't be created between men, and that new relationships and even business partnerships or just golfing buddy partnerships can't be formed, because they can. And thankfully for me, they have been growing. But the thing is, nobody here is going to hammer out doctrine, and nobody here is going to tell you how to live every detail of your life. Because you know why? Society, gynocentrism, corporate America, and for Boogie, his abusive relationships and the relationship that he's had and has been in and are getting out of have dictated how he has lived, and he has lived according to those rules and restrictions. We've had every corner of the world tell us how to live. MGTOW is where you don't have that happen, okay? And also, he can focus on himself now. He doesn't owe anyone anything. He doesn't even owe his day-to-day existence on anything or anyone, including the couches that he couch surfed on in Fayetteville, Arkansas after dropping out of college and trying to find work. Boogie2988 mentions that he was born into a deficit. He was born missing those Lego pieces. He was born into a home in which his mother beat him. I believe his dad was abusive or was a drinker, maybe distant. You know, and he also suffered from the overprotected mother syndrome, kind of the Pink Floyd mother syndrome. Overprotective, fattening him up. Despite being abused by her, almost to the place of being killed, his mother played that, "I will fatten you up so, you know, you can never leave" card on him. And he fell into this control. He had to break free from it. And from this, he likely tried to project the filling of the hole on his past marriage, with his past marriage. He had this hole and he tried to fill the hole. So no person outside of you can fill the hole. They can only show you where the hole is. Sometimes they can offer a shovel to fill the hole, but only you can fill the hole. And Boogie is trying to fill that hole right now. And despite losing a massive amount of equity and likely cash from the divorce, he has more money than he's ever had. He doesn't have to answer to, where am I going to get my next meal even? So he is now free from that, and he is free from a position, in a position he's never been in. He is at a new point in his life, one that he has never encountered. His personal business has never been better, and he has never been single during that type of success before. And if I had a crystal ball, and if he doesn't go down the tubes health-wise, and he's still recovering from the gastric bypass, and he doesn't get involved with any women, I would predict that Boogie2988 could be set up better financially and in his career than he ever has been. And that dovetails nicely into the next element of MGTOW that Boogie brought up. Not just investing into yourself. And part of this is investing into yourself, but whatever your craft is, investing into that. So he says, number two, the second goal that I have, my love and passion, which is YouTube. So we have freedom from, now we are in freedom too, as Paul Proteus says. And what are you going to do with that freedom? So like Yeast, you know, there's too much time on your hands now, man. How are you going to fill it? It's almost a shaming line. Are you sure, you know, you're going to really have any fulfillment in your life and any drive? Jordan Peterson even brings this up as one of the reasons why he doesn't really necessarily agree with MGTOW. He understands it. But he says for a man, you know, he reaches 40. What is he going to fill his time with? There are countless things to fill your time with, first of all. Well, if you truly took time to assess what you got going each day and what gets you going each day, then this sounds like a perfect situation. So I'm a bit about myself, and with this video game theme, I'm a huge RTS gamer. When I first broke up with a girlfriend, I sat down for the first time in a couple of years and I had an almost out-of-body experience. Pretty pathetic, okay? But it was of relief and realization that I just earned myself as much time as I want to play this game. Because when you're in that relationship, you have this timer going in your mind. Even if you don't plan on marrying her or producing kids, I believe that as a man, this alarm clock is going. It's squawking at you saying, you know, get up, make some money. And for many people, you know, it's both an external alarm from their wives or girlfriends. And for some, it's both an external and internal because it's going on in their own brain, especially amongst conscientious people. But now I was like, well, you know, if I decided to go AWOL and play 3 straight days of video games or go to the gym 5 hours a day, well, nobody suffers. You don't lose ground in your relationship that you don't have, and you only gain in your own life. And this can apply to your career. This can apply to Boogie's career on YouTube, his passion, what he said. And if you need to spend 12 hours a day in the office 5 days a week, not saying that you need to, but even if you wanted to, you'd still have more hours free each day than if you worked 8 hours a day and were tied down. Okay, this can allow your dreams and aspirations to truly reach the next level because it allows you kind of do that extra 20% in your career that you never had a chance to touch before and climb that next step that you thought you could get time for, but you never really could. You could never really settle down and sit down and hammer out that last 10 or 15% of your job that you weren't able to touch. And I think about myself and my experience building my career early on, trying to build my resume, being an athlete trying to finish up my degree during a 2-year relationship, all right? And during that time, you know, I was driven to get ahead and I was driven to start applying to new jobs, getting every job that I could and securing all the internships, whatever it was. And the thing is, I always felt slightly held back. It's this in-between feeling that I believe happens when you get into a relationship for the first time, or for Boogie, maybe the first truly valuable relationship that he had in his mind. His YouTube channel was, you know, it was doing well. He was climbing the ranks with the skills he had, but once his wife came around, all right, his mind, it did appear to change. His mood changed. Maybe he got more driven, I'm not sure, but around 2013, it just skyrocketed. He's got 4 million subscribers now. So the relationship actually may have provided a point of reference for him, you know, and it can provide a point of reference for him after being a catalyst. You know, if he can stay mentally healthy and physically healthy, he can take his career to the next level that he never really was able to actualize before. And the pattern is, I've mentioned it just now, you cultivate the skills and the passion before the relationship. The relationship comes, the male instinct is to work harder. Thus, you improve your career and get closer to reaching those goals surrounding your passion. But then you stagnate due to monetary and time constraints because of the relationship. And at this point, you have the passion and you have the confidence and position accrued during the previous two stages, but now you're a bit stuck and you might create some resentment for the lack of time. So the breakup or divorce occurs, and now you combine the two assets that you've accrued with a third, more time and more appreciation of that time. Boom, you can be unstoppable in pursuing that passion or whatever that love is, which for Boogie was YouTube and is. So that's a benefit of MGTOW right there, man, if I've ever felt one in my life. He mentioned it himself, that he was going to try and do things that he's never done, collab more, do more podcasts and such. And I look forward to it, Boogie. Go thy own way, hopefully. And this is because the mental space in your mind and the physical space in your mind in life is cleared up by the third point that he mentioned, not worrying about or dating and pursuing women. So he says that's his third goal. Certainly never worrying about getting married. Please don't. So MGTOW is a lot about avoidance as well with certain things. Passive resistance, not wasting time on things that don't deserve the time. Not wasting energy on things that don't deserve the energy. Not wasting mental space on that which doesn't deserve a spot in it. As you know, you may have to get the public storage unit and end up spending more money to put more things in your life. And we discuss women in MGTOW to understand the past, our past, and to understand the action for the future. And it's just like Human said in his video, Stay Sober. He mentions that when MGTOW men are shamed for discussing women, I believe it was the Stay Sober video, the reason that it is done is much like a former alcoholic maybe discusses alcohol at AA meetings. Understand that men are just leaving relationships and need to understand what had happened and where hypergamy and other characteristics of female nature led them to where they are now so they can make a more purposeful choice in the future. If you just know this information, you know, you may not act on it because you don't know what it will mean if you do act on it. And once you understand that, you essentially internalize those words. I'm not worrying about other women or dating or marriage. I'm going my own way. I'm improving myself. I'm imbibing red pills to keep my health up. And I believe that the red pill is inevitable in some form and at some level, at some dosage in someone's life. The only undecided is when. The longer you wait, the bigger the dosage of the red pill may have to be, and often the more repair that has to be done, but the more internal damage that might be inflicted by such a large dosage. So Boogie said some very red pill things about love back in the day when I went back and watched some of his content from about 2009 to 2010. And if I wasn't so lazy about this, I would probably go back and find the clips. But I think he said he was never getting married and that marriage is not for him. And I think he even elaborated and stated at times that, you know, it's just some contract or it's just a chemical reaction. Love is nothing more, and that true love doesn't exist. And sometimes the chemicals kick in, and I'll read another tweet that he sent out today. Even though my heart recently broke, I still believe in love. Okay, so, well, he still believes in love. He can choose that himself, but I still believe that love is a temporary chemical reaction in the brain that can lead you to do idiotic things that can lead you into the depths of despair. But sometimes you get lucky, so why not? Happy Valentine's Day. Well, that seems pretty uncertain to me. But, well, get lucky? I don't know about that. He sums it up right there. The instinct to pursue love and to pursue sexual relationships with a wife or with a girlfriend, as he alluded to, is avoiding those chemical responses in our brain to create children and continue the next generation. You know, if you do not opt that, you're avoiding that. And for every red pillar that isn't having kids, there are 9.9 more out there that are, so no need to come at me for the extinction of the earth claims. But what clearly this red pill thought came like a boomerang. It came like a boomerang in his life. It was a red pill thought that he threw. It left for a little bit and it came back. It's the boomerang effect of the red pill. You have it, you throw it away, you don't expect it to come back, but it comes back and you have it again. It's what happened to me. but it is time to keep it and heat it. And Boogie, I don't know if you'll ever come across MGTOW, hear of this video, most likely not, but I hope the future brings good things. Like anyone, you've had tragedy in your life and you've had things in your life that you've brought on yourself. But now I think through those couple of messages, you're getting closer to seeing that you can be a master of your own fate for once in your life. And that's what MGTOW is, kind of being a master of your own fate, controlling what you can control, choosing to control what you can control. And also, I realize it's Valentine's Day, whatever. There are a million great MGTOW channels out there that are discussing it and what we're calling International MGTOW Day. So check those out if you want to hear a razzing of this consumer-driven holiday. Keep the Russell Stovers in the store, please. And as always, at each end of the video, I've been announcing that I want to put a book together, a collection of stories from MGTOW men sharing how they came to MGTOW and what the philosophy has done for their lives. To take part in that, let me know at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter at the same place. Hoodies up, hoodies out.